Machine, how Desi
Gallagher, I'm not too bad. How are you? I'm just watching all these people coming over and hugging and shaking your hand.
Before you start.
Just like that man there. Tom Comack's there. Mike Dunlow, man. He'll be delighted to see us back. It's been a long time for this club to get back to a county final. And when we see all these congratulations, it means so much, Desi.
Look, even the last week, you know, getting to semi-final, you know, sometimes they don't believe in this team a wee bit, you know, and look at we do, and the team believes themselves. So we knew coming up today, if our boys played, that we'd get over the line. We made it hard for ourselves,
yeah.
You know, we made it serious hard for ourselves. But the town will be buzzing now for the next 2 weeks, and the ladies won today as well. So
yeah.
It'll be a big party tonight in the ladies' end of things as well. So it'll be brilliant in the town tonight.
Yeah, it's brilliant for the parish. But listen, you took your chances today when the chances were there. You can talk about Michaels and all their wides, but when the opportunities was there from the low, you were able to hit the target, and in the end, you have to score if you're going to progress, and that was the case today, Des.
Yeah, look, and that probably was a problem for us all year. We weren't efficient in front of goals, but today we were, and it was great, you know. And look at how the boys really pushed it in the first 10 minutes after half time. They turned over a heap of ball and got scores there,
that
you know.
Won you the game?
That probably won us the game. We went four up at that stage. Look, we went four up last week and nearly threw it away. We went four up this week and nearly threw it away. So hopefully, if we go four up against Unions, we'll hold on.
Well, listen, you learn as that happens all the time, so you do. You learn how to manage things. And your guys had to dig very, very deep there towards then, and there was some very, very timely tackles going on, so there was.
Look at it, and look at how, on our behalf, probably we thought it was a few frees. Mark has been blown up a few times. We thought he got the ball, but them wee things, and that give them an end to the game more than anything else, that we were fouling them, and it let them into the game a wee bit. And look at, if we had to stand up and hold up, there was nobody going to shoot it out unless Michael was going to shoot it out today, you know. And like the rumour mill was all week, he wasn't going to be there, but sure, we knew he was on his way home from last Sunday. So we dealt with that, and in fairness to the boys, when they had to dig in the last 5 minutes, they really dug it. Like 5 minutes injury time, we had to dig in, you know, deep, and we got over the line.
Yeah, you got over the line, and you find yourself now in a final. As you mentioned, St Unions are the opposition. I'm sure you would have watched them last night, but once you're there on decider day, anything can happen. You may be seen as underdogs again. You boys will not care about that, so you won't, Desi. But you're there, and anything can happen on the final.
That's what it's all about. Like getting to the day, and look at, they're well experienced. They're there all the time. Most of their players have a medal, you know. And look at, we've come up against that before in the intermediate, and look at, we'll just try and do what we do and see how we get on against them.
Has it surprised you or the group, or even your supporters, that you just have found yourselves in a senior final so quick after the intermediate?
Probably not. I remember the first night of training when we got back after COVID. I told the group that we were aiming for a county final, and that was one of their things during COVID that they put up, that would be the aim, the way down the line. Like, so look at, 4 years in, we're in a county final, and hopefully, look at, we can turn up on the day and see how we go.
Okay, and you've got another 2 weeks now to manage this group, so you have, and it's something new heading into a senior final, but I'm sure it's something that you will enjoy too, Desi.
The boys don't know anything about it, so the buzz will be in the town. Look at, as Charlie was telling me earlier, 60 years, you know, and look at how we'll not worry about the 60 years. The people in the town are all new now. There's very few left from the 57, 58 team that we all heard about, and that was the pressure was put on. There's no pressure on these boys. Yeah. These boys just go out and play, and that's the way it is in Dunlow at the minute.
Yeah. Just finally, I see your young man Dara over your shoulder there. From a family point of view, and from your own personal point of view, you're the manager and you have your son on this team, and now you're going to a county final, and that's going to be special as well in the house.
And even better, us, you know, have a second son there as well that played in the first three championship matches.
Yep.
And look at, hey, it's great. It's brilliant for the house. It's brilliant for the whole family. And Oisin Boner's his first cousin, Dylan Sweeney's his other first cousin, you know. Yeah. So it's all a family thing as well. We have two Irons and three Corners, and we have all that going on, you know. So it's great, hey. It's great for all the families in the town. And look at, hey, you can see behind me all the smiles and the faces, and we'll hopefully keep them going that way.
And they're all queuing up now to give you more hugs and more congratulations. So I'll leave you to it.
Hey, look,
all right,
thank
good
you,
man,
thank
Desi.
You, thank you, thank you.